Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Betty.
Hello?
It's 420.
Hello? Hello?
This is Betty.
It's 420.
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello? This is Betty.
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello?
This is Betty.
Are you still waiting?
It's 420.
Are you still waiting?
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Or later.
Hello? This is Betty.
And this is Betty.
Hello? This is Betty.
It's Betty again. Are you still waiting?
Is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Jive.
Wow.
Wow.
That's right. We're right.
Right. Oh my goodness. It is just one adventure after another around here, that's for sure, without question.
Yeah, you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you.
Oh my goodness. Where am I in the script? I'm so lost. I spun the wheel and just kept going.
The wheel.
No, the wheel on the mouse. My mouse wheel has like a super fast spinny on it. So if I like touch it sometimes it'll scroll through the whole document. Hey everyone, it's Anthony live in Studio A from Tampa, checking my zip code and being hypnotized by the wheels spinning on the screen.
Hey everybody, it's Joe, also live from Studio B in Chicagoland.
Wiki Wiki Wick Wack, Betty here. I am your premium lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 287 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, October 30th, 2023. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and Shyantha Radio. Visit www.shyantha.org.
Wow.
.chiantha.org. When you're there, click the menu, click programming, then clicky clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show. If you happen to accidentally go to gutfuller.com, you will also arrive at our doorstep.
I almost had my own little wipe out.
Anyway, subscribe, add, like, favorite, do it now, damn it. Alright, let's get cracking with the TP segment. Betty out.
Well, thank you so much, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Isn't she
so
lovely?
How are you, Anthony? She is. She's beautiful.
Oh, I'm actually doing okay. I lost my balance there a little bit on the bouncy ball, and I don't know if you caught that, but I almost bounced myself right off into the sunset.
Oh, but I missed that.
Yeah, it's okay.
Do it again.
No, I don't want to do it again. I'm surprised I was able to do it the first time. We got a new microwave in our studios, in our studio kitchens, which is fantastic. It's very much like the old microwave, so it's not all that much more exciting. Although the sensor cook on this model works. So 13 years later, Samsung finally fixed that problem. And it will actually pop a bag of popcorn using the sensor cook. So I have a little bit more faith left in it. You know, it's got something. It's shiny. It plugs in. It makes noises.
Yay.
And goes beep, beep, beep. And it cooks things.
And it allows air to circulate.
It does. I believe I may have to reposition it. It seems that the vent may not have latched incorrectly when I matched. Because the vent comes down from the attic. So I have like a little opening in the cabinet that it goes up into. What I actually need to do is I need to cut out some of the bottom of the cabinet to allow the ductwork to move. Because I think it needs to shift over a little bit.
So
it's like
do
a partial
have a proper,
vent right now.
You have a proper hood.
But there is a proper vent, yes. Yes.
And a vent out to the outside.
Yes, it goes out the roof.
Oh.
Correct, yeah.
How often do you need to clean that as a homeowner?
Honestly, I honestly haven't had to clean it much, and it's actually pretty clean because when the roof was redone back in 2016, there was apparently a lot of roof junk that came down the vent pipe, the exhaust pipe, and there's a flapper on top of the microwave, you know, that's supposed to flap close to, you know, to keep air from coming down into the house. And, like, there was shingle shit and everything. It was just kind of pushing that down. So I don't necessarily... And there was a lot of crap kind of built up in it. It was like when we took the microwave off the wall, there was all this shit just fell out of the vent hood. So, it surprisingly, it actually wasn't very greasy at all. I inspected it. The actual pipe, the exhaust pipe was actually pretty clean. Honestly, as a homeowner, it doesn't really need to be serviced quite nearly as much as a restaurant does. I mean, a restaurant, you're doing an incredibly... I would imagine yes. One day in a restaurant is probably equal to maybe a month's worth of home cooking. I mean, I've cooked in a restaurant before. I've seen how much grease accumulates in a fucking hood over the course of a week. It's fucking amazing, especially if you run a breakfast, lunch, and dinner shift. That thing needs to be cleaned weekly. Otherwise, it becomes flambé because it gets so caked in grease. Nowhere near. But I mean, for sakes, the vent pipe actually looked clean. I'll just probably have to enlist some help and probably have to pull it down off the wall again, which isn't too hard. It's only a couple bolts, and it's got a bracket it mounts to, so I can kind of adjust the opening so that when it gets put back in, the vent can properly sit in place and then properly exhaust. So it does vent, but it's only kind of partial, so it's kind of a half-ass right now, and I'm not really happy with that, so...
Understandable.
You know, that's how it goes. So it's getting cooler, not wetter.
Really?
But it is getting cooler out. Yeah, I mean, in the morning, it's been in the 60s, surprisingly. And for a lot of people, that's cold here.
For it's amazing. You, that's like a,
for me, that's
a
beautiful.
Vacation.
It's beautiful. Yeah, absolutely. It was beautiful. So,
how long will this last?
Probably a week or so, and then we'll heat up again. I mean, in the afternoons, are still getting warm again. I mean, we're still getting close to the 90s in the afternoon, so that's nothing new, you know.
But at least the mornings, you have some relief.
The mornings is not, you know, as nasty as summer mornings, and the afternoons are actually not bad. I mean, it's a 90-degree heat index as opposed to a 115-degree heat index. So, I mean, there is a win there. It's not a big win, but it is a win, nonetheless. So, I mean, it actually feels relatively comfortable in this situation nowadays. So, I'm doing Under the Sea now.
Under the Sea!
Everything's turned red, though. I don't know why. All right, well, I guess that's the way it will go, then. Let's leave it. So, yeah, and tonight I am smoking black tuna.
Black tuna?
Black tuna. Ooh. So, and that's what's going on with me, Joe. What about what's going on with you, Joe? Looks like you got some exciting news.
Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, my goodness, what happened?
I officially received my Welcome to the 50s Club card from AARP.
Oh, my goodness. Look at you.
Is this the actual card?
I don't know, is it? Did you pay your membership fee? I mean, there's a membership fee. It's not free.
Yeah, no. The membership fee for 1 year, it's like, 1 year membership is $16.
Oh, that's not bad. I spent more on hookers. I've spent less on hookers, too, but I've spent more on hookers.
But, I guess, let's see what you get. You get a 12-month subscription for both me and a spouse or second household member. Savings on medications for me and my family, plus up to 30% off eyewear. A proven advocate for protecting Social Security, Medicare, and affordable health care.
There you go.
Here we go. This is the part I like.
Oh, that's the part you like.
Discounts on dining, groceries, meal delivery services,
wow,
and travel plans.
Your Uber Eats AARP. Look right? at that. Good for you.
Including hotels, flights, car rentals, and vacation packages.
Well, there you go.
Ooh. Resources on job search, fraud protection, family caregiving, and staying fit. Ooh, and access to dental, vision, life, and home insurance.
That sounds exciting.
I'm excited.
I think you but should buy card, some dental and home insurance.
I need the card. That's what I was really looking
for. Oh, there's no card?
This is not the card.
Oh, I thought you had opened it previously and confirmed the card was in there.
Well, I felt what felt like a card, but it is a card, but it's not the official AARP
card.
Oh, it's a card to kind of advertise this trunk. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyways, moving
Is that a free trunk organizer you can get?
Yeah, I could.
That is awesome, Joe. I think you should get the free trunk organizer.
You know, I might just do that.
Put it in your trunk.
I picked up a nifty USB-C hub recently. It has a network interface and HDMI port. And I'm using it for the Switch, and I can also use it for anything that's really USB-C capable, which includes the phone or the laptop.
Oh, there you go.
And I did the laptop to the TV, and that actually worked out quite nicely. So I can put City Skylines on like a nice big screen, which actually kind of looked really good and was nice to be able to lay back on the couch.
I've put it on. Here's my problem. I've tried it on the TV, the big TV in the living room. And for some reason, it looks great, okay?
Okay.
But the problem for some reason is anything with text in it, I can't read. It's too small.
Yeah.
And I've messed with the settings to try to see if I can find a way to make it larger, and, like, it doesn't. So, like, TPME to be a mode and on shit. TV. Yeah. I don't know.
Because it makes the text look fuzzy, right? Or it just...
No, the text is just small.
Oh,
it's just tiny.
Okay, so it's the resolution.
The picture's great. The picture's crystal clear. The picture's what
it's the resolution. It's the resolution.
Yes,
the text
is very, very tiny. Super tiny. Like, hello, it's super tiny. Like, then tiny. Like, hello.
And unfortunately, the Windows...
did not... The Zoom, I already tried that. It did not work.
Because it's part of the game.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Right?
Well, and I'm still smoking Mac One, ladies and gentlemen.
Congratulations!
But you know, this time around, the granules were a lot coarser than usual. So, definitely a different something. So, Anthony, do we have any voicemails?
It does not appear so.
All right. Well, you know, our chat room is open at triumphant.org, and our phone lines are ready for you right now. Give us a call at 813-327-8566 on your Consuma cellular mobile phone or slim line, single line with last number redial.
There you go.
Okay, Anthony. Tell us about your weak corner.
Alrighty. So, our first weed corner story comes from Marijuana Moment. Less than 2 weeks ahead of Election Day, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine is talking to local TV stations about his opposition to Issue 2, a ballot initiative that would legalize adult-use marijuana in the state. DeWine says voters are confused about both the cannabis measure and a separate initiative, Issue 1, which would protect access to contraception, fertility treatment, and abortion. He downplayed polls showing popular support for both proposals. A recent survey of likely voters found that 57% supported the legalization measure, including a slim majority of Republicans. Another survey of lawmakers found that the majority of both Democrats, 63%, and Republicans, 52%, expected voters to approve the measure. Legalization through Issue 2 would likely produce around $260 million in net benefits. Yep, to the state on an annual basis, according to a recent economic study report by Cicato and Analysis, and a separate analysis published by the Ohio State University researchers, who found the change could bring in $404 million in annual tax revenue. Right?
Wow.
Right? Exactly.
Yes.
Wow. All right. So our next story comes from the Daily Hampshire Gazette. a coalition. Hampshire.
That's New Hampshire.
Hampshire? I don't know. Where's the Daily? If you can find, do you want to find the Daily Hampshire Gazette? Are you going to do a Google search? Do a Google search.
I'm looking right now. Where are you?
That's your Google search music.
Oh, they're in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts? Where in Massachusetts? Just Hampshire, Massachusetts.
Northampton.
I've been to Northampton, Massachusetts. That
really?
Is awesome. Yes, I've been a lot
of
places.
Well, next time you go to 23 3rd of Center Road.
And I can visit the Daily Hampshire Gazette. Well, isn't that fantastic? And I feel like Mrs. Fletcher. It's all awesome. All right, so let's return back to reality here, or what lack thereof we have. A coalition of cannabis businesses is suing the U.S. Attorney General over the federal government's prohibition of pot cultivation, manufacture, possession, and distribution, saying it penalizes activities that are legal under state law. The lawsuit seeks to confirm the rights of Massachusetts and other states to regulate cannabis within their borders and to confirm corresponding limits on the federal government's power to regulate commerce based on interstate commerce clause of the Constitution. The law at the issue in the suit is the Controlled Substances Act, which bars the production, distribution, and possession of marijuana, regardless of whether those activities cross state lines or are considered or are conducted within the borders of a single state. The lawsuit calls for the Controlled Substances Act to be declared unconstitutional, as applied to the intrastate cultivation, manufacture, possession, and distribution of marijuana pursuant to state law, and for the government to be prohibited from enforcing the law in a manner that interferes with any aspect of cannabis production or distribution under the state law. And that's it for your Weed Corner. Back to you, Joe.
I want to be pursuant to state law.
Are you? We probably are pursuant to state law somewhere.
Are we?
That would not surprise me. Put that down as a show title.
I want to be pursuant to state law. Okay.
There you go.
Hey, Anthony, are you ready for today's fun fact?
Sure, why not?
Well, did you know, Anthony, a mashup of two words to make a new word, such as breakfast and lunch into brunch, or motel from motor and hotel, is called a portmanteau. In case you're wondering, the word portmanteau itself is not a portmanteau. It's a compound word that refers to a dual-sided suitcase. Woo-hoo! Wow! Wasn't that interesting, Anthony?
Yeah, a dual-sided suitcase. That just makes my blood excited.
Well, that was today's fun fact. And just remember, folks, the more you know, and you'll only know by listening to the Joe and Anthony Show. All right, Roger, take it away.
Welcome back.
Oh!
Fart, fart, fart. Oh, wow. Ha, ha. It's me, Roger, and I am your out-of-whack premium all-purpose robot. This is your National Day moment, for today, well it won't be today, if you're not listening today, and today is October 30th, 2023, and oh boy, World Audio Drama Day, National Publicist Day,
ooh.
Speak Up for Service Day, National Candy Corn Day, and, what all you witch professionals hop on your brooms for, it's National Wicked Day. Wow, let's watch Joe twiddle around a small wheel that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that poops out trick or treats everywhere as
oh,
the bigger wheel spins,
like
spins, spin No, 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 yes, yes, yes. Twiddle away, Joe, and push the button, Anthony.
All right, let's go ahead and push one of these buttons.
Oh, wait, wait, I gotta
turn it. Is the twiddly broken? Don't twiddle your twaddle. Is your twaddle
there
broken?
There we go. Oh, no, there we go.
There you go.
Oh. Uh-oh. It's the insurance wheel.
That's rather exciting. All right, where the hell was I? We were lost somewhere in outer space. All right, tonight a random news story comes from Insider and tells us about a flight bound for Florida that had an unusual delay. Copa Airlines flight CM-393 departed Panama City en route to Tampa, Florida on Friday at 9:44 a.m. and then turned back when cabin crew was alerted to a suspected bomb on board. The flight's 144 passengers disembarked in Panama City's Tucum International Airport as authorities checked the plane for signs of a bomb on board. Authorities found an adult diaper with moose poop in one of the plane's lavatories. The airport's head of security told the Associated Press. It's not the first time an item left behind in a lavatory has been mistaken for a bomb. In 2015, an Air France flight bound for Paris was diverted after an object made of cardboard, sheets of paper, and a timer was mistaken for an explosive. Copa Airlines and Panama's National Police did not immediately respond to requests for comments from insiders sent outside regular office hours. And that's it for your random news and moose poop. Back to you, Betty.
Hi, Betty here. With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John DuBose and many other fine shows we carry on Shyamba Radio. Be sure to visit Shyamba.org. That's C-H-I-A-M-A.
If you call, we don't have to listen to Joe's news.
Dot O-R-G for our complete broadcast schedule and much, 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 much more. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news.
Do they want to hear it?
Back to you, Joe.
They're still not calling.
Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Well, before we get to the news, sourced by our very own Chip Skipper and edited by the OnCrack Chicago News team led by Dick White, it's time for your Cheyenne Chicago weather from our very own Chicago Midway's International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not partly cloudy at 39 degrees. The dew point is 15 degrees, giving us a wind chill of 33 degrees. The humidity is at 38%. Winds are howling out of the west at 8 miles per hour, gusting to nothing. For you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 29. Tuesday, snow showers mainly after 1 p.m. Some thunder is possible, high near 39. South-southwest winds 15, becoming west in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 25. Chance of precipitation is 80%, and new snow accumulation of less than half an inch is possible. Wednesday, scattered flurries before 7 a.m. Mostly sunny, though, with a high near 42. West-northwest winds around 10 miles per hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 15 miles per hour. And that's your Chicago weather forecast. Okay, Anthony, press the flashing any key. Now, with even more fiber.
And now, for the news!
Wow. So in light of the, you know, Halloween season upon us, Anthony, there is more of a human condition kind of story here that we got tonight.
Okay.
And then we'll throw some commentary mixing in, you know, and all that kind of
stuff. Sure.
So, Anthony, let's start off by saying, what to you is a good first place costume for a kid's themed Halloween party?
Kids' Halloween themed party. Well,
yes.
If it's a kid's theme, I would either have to go with someone who has done a good... I don't know. I don't know if I would go with something scary or go with something not so scary. It is kids. Kids do get scared. And there is a news story later on about a bunch of scared fourth graders. But, you know... I don't know. I would go after the princess. The princess with, you know, that doesn't look like the brat. That's why I should not be allowed around kids.
Well, this one might have it topped for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in Mount Carmel, there were ghouls, storybook characters, Dalmatians, and a dinosaur.
Oh, wow.
But... The top individual prize in Mount Carmel's Halloween parade on this Saturday went to a boy.
Yeah.
in an opened door outhouse.
Now that's quite ingenious. See, I guess I would go with the most ingenious costume. And if somebody showed up as an open door outhouse, that would definitely make it on the list. See, I didn't know we were talking about creative costumes here. I just thought we were talking about bullshit costumes that parents slap together for their kids in 5 minutes out of a package. Oh, we're talking about creative costumes. And absolutely.
This was a creative costume. You know, you look at the picture in the story and it's like this kid is, you know, it's bordering on like just the weird end of Halloween.
The weird end of Halloween.
But the top three
That's
winners...
That's the fun part of Halloween.
The top three winners was obviously the outhouse. Mm-hmm. But then number two was a squirrel. So people find squirrels scary.
Squirrels are kind of scary. I don't know. I don't find them scary. I mean, as long as they're not gouging my eyeballs out.
The last one was girl on dinosaur.
Huh.
I don't know. I guess I'm really scared that, you know, it's Halloween and... this is where we're at.
It's a good point.
Anyways,
I'm not going to argue that.
An outhouse. I suppose, you know, you're in an outhouse in the ruralness of it all, and a murderer is coming to murder you while you're in the outhouse, I guess.
I mean, I have a calendar in my bathroom that has pictures of outhouses. No, seriously, it has an outhouse a month on the calendar. It's actually
really?
Quite, yeah, it's quite picturesque. It's actually quite interesting. Huh. I've witnessed several interesting outhouses over the past 10 months.
Well, Anthony, segueing into the next story, have you ever had some nasty, raunchy kids at a restaurant and had that experience?
Oh, always, yes. That happens from time to time.
Well, you know, this next story may not be good hospitality, but it does point out some broader issues out there with parents and how, you know, or how they don't take care of their kids in a public setting. This is from New York, WABC. One tiny restaurant in Georgia is now garnering national notoriety for charging a hefty fee to customers for bad parenting. The Tocoa Riverside restaurant in the Blue Ridge Mountains slapped the warning right on its menu. It reads, "Adult surcharge for adults unable to parent." Online reviews of the restaurant are littered with examples of angry parents claiming they were either charged or chastised by the restaurant for what the staff perceived to be unruly and disruptive children. If you have children, absolutely avoid this place at all costs. Holy moly, the most disrespectful owner made a huge scene in front of the entire restaurant because our children were running through the restaurant.
Oh my God, that's terrible. They wouldn't allow the children to run through the restaurant. Well, that's just terrible service.
They were down by the river. We were told we need to go to Burger King and Walmart.
Yeah.
And that we were bad parents.
Yeah.
They have a $50 surcharge for bad children.
Yeah.
We were a group of 21.
Jesus criminy Christ.
And our server was amazing and was overly apologetic. Terrible business practice. We will never be back. There was only one server for a party of 21.
Right?
Oh my God, that was horrible. Anyways, the owner came out and told me he was adding $50 to my bill because of my children's behavior. My kids watched a tablet until the food arrived, ate their food, and my wife took them outside while I waited and paid the bill. Omitted comment about owner. Disappointed by the experience, another review said, also from 1 week ago. If you have children, I don't recommend you go here. The owner was so rude to my grandkids, he made the 3-year-old cry. Wow. You know? But let's move on. This next one is just as fun.
Because you know we care about you folks in Campfield, Ohio, and it's true.
Oh, wow.
From Campfield, Ohio, WKBN.
A pumpkin weighing 2,749 pounds just set a new world record. There's hope a new world record could be set this weekend in Canfield, which was last weekend. Haha. The last pumpkin weighed in Canfield had been 2,517 pounds. That was 4 years ago. Everyone is waiting to see the first 3,000-pound pumpkin, but also at the way off, you could see 200-pound watermelons and a 250-pound jack-o'-lantern. What's a jack-o'-lantern?
That's, when you carve a pumpkin. That's a carved pumpkin is a jack-o'-lantern.
Huh. Well, anyways, this is kind of a world series of vegetable growing. Okay, so these guys have been working all year long, feeding their pumpkins and making them fat. These people are passionate about what they do. And, you know, you get a chance to see it without doing all the work. So it's great to bring your family and kids out and see it and get them fat, too. And enjoy it and get a taste of it, said Tin Parks. No, he didn't say all that stuff about getting fat. But anyways, host of the Way Off. The giant pumpkin Way Off started at 10 a.m. on that Saturday. And the heaviest pumpkin will earn the grower over $5,000. Well, and an update from courtesy of Channel 21 WFMJ. As of October 15th, the winner was determined to have a pumpkin weighing in at 2,376 and a half pounds. Congratulations.
Wow.
That's quite exciting.
Right? And that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his On Crack News team. Back to you, Anthony.
Oh, thanks, Joe.
You're so welcome.
No problem. This segment is brought to you by Dollar Miscellaneous, where you can find every flavor of contraceptive available.
Woohoo!
Your everyday needs available exclusively at your local Dollar Miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar. Give us a call, 813-327-8566, or send us an email at playus@cheyampa.org. Just do it. This week on This Way Out, a two-spirit researcher explores the intersection of decolonization and gender diversity. And in the news, India's Supreme Court sidesteps marriage equality. Lower courts defy Nepal's Supreme Court provisional marriage equality ruling. A Japanese family court slams required surgery for transgender ID change. Poland's LGBTQ-free party loses big at the polls. Saskatchewan school's pronoun consent rule makes its human rights commissioner. And one U.S. riles its human rights commissioner. Excuse me. And one U.S. federal judge greenlights Idaho's anti-trans bathroom law, while another extends his injunction against Montana's drag show ban. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out to the International LGBT Radio News Magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes while we try to locate the remote, which may have gotten lodged up Joe's butthole.
Oh, no!
Yeah, that's what happens sometimes. We can't really control that. It's kind of weird.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Flashback.
Kernels to remain unpopped. And this one is only recommended for certain wattage microwaves. Now this one is Pop Secret from Betty Crocker. Pop Secret works in all microwaves and it pops up beautifully, light and fluffy. The next time you want to curl up with a good microwave popcorn, make it Pop Secret. The secret to better microwave popcorn.
Captain O.G. Reedmore here. If they send a mouse to outer space with Hawaii's getting snow, if a Martian lands on Thompson Street, you'll be the first to know. If you read the daily papers and your favorite magazine, you'll be out in front and in the know on all the latest scenes. You can tell your friends, you heard it first, and you'll hold the latest news. So read the paper and some magazines, because reading is what's news.
You are listening to Chiampa Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
Weekend with Joe.
Are you catching Weekend with Joe? You should be. Tune in every Saturday and Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, only on Chiampa Radio.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know that sponges can hold more cold water than they can hot? Did you know that fire usually moves faster uphill than downhill? And did you know that camel's milk does not curdle? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
Hey, thanks for keeping it tuned, man, to Chiampa Radio. We've got so much here at the station. Check out our website by visiting www.chiampa.info. That's chiampa.info. Coming soon on weekends, we're going to be offering up a Sunday tea dance. It's going to be hosting some really awesome DJs from around the world in a nice little weekend segment, which means Joe Weekends will probably get a nice little boost up into Joe Weekend Evenings, because Joe Wisdom, well, sometimes he doesn't get enough time to play with the dials. So keep it tuned to Chiampa Radio. We've got some fun stuff coming up for you.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com. Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue one of those things.
Welcome back. Thank God it's today. Yay. Up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverages, my fellow biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and crazy Florida news. Take it away, our lovable Anthony.
Wow. Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
For Christmas, we're going to get Joe a new microphone cable. all right, where are we at? Okay, before we continue, it is time for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KETPA. Unless you're listening live, it's not mostly cloudy and 80 degrees. The humidity is currently at 64%, the dew point is at 67 degrees, and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low around 68, Tuesday sunny with a high near 85, Tuesday night mostly clear with a low around 64, Wednesday will be sunny with a high near 76, and then Wednesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 55. That's it for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news.
Woohoo!
Alrighty, let me take a drink here. Got some cotton mouth going on here.
Uh-oh, no cotton mouth. Good.
Now, this particular strain seems to do that. It just gives me dry mouth a little bit more than others. It happens. It's what it is.
Yeah.
Some strains do it more than others, and you just got to adjust to it. So tonight, our first Florida story comes from Channel 8 News, Jonesboro, Arkansas, and Coach Hot Shorts, and tells us why it's important to review a movie before we show it to a bunch of fourth graders. CBS Miami reports that a math teacher at the Academy of Innovative Education, a K-12 charter school, played Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, for his students on October 2nd. The movie is a spin on the beloved children's tale, reimagining into a disturbing horror film. A demonic-looking Pooh and Piglet turn against their childhood friend Christopher Robin after being abandoned by him when he went off to college. Parents at the Miami school told the media outlet that the fourth grade students were the ones who selected the movie, but the teacher agreed to play it without properly vetting its appropriateness. The film has an NR rating, or not rated. Parents said the teacher played 20 to 30 minutes of the film before turning it off, even as some terrified kids asked him to stop sooner. The school confirmed in a statement to CBS Miami that a film was played that was not suitable for the age group. The school went on to state that the administrators promptly addressed the issue directly with the teacher and has taken appropriate action to ensure the safety and well-being of students. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey was released in February. It is available to stream on Peacock or available to rent on Amazon Prime. According to the production company, Jagged Edge Productions, the film was directed debut for Rise Frankie Waterfield, who said the film was shot in just 10 days. Filmmakers have announced the sequel, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2, will be released in 2024.
I want to see this movie now.
I don't know. I'm not always great. I don't like... Well, you can preview it and see if it's how gory it is.
Yeah,
I can't deal with gory. If it's gory, I can't do it. So, yeah, that's what we got here. So look for... Maybe we'll do a movie review on the upcoming sequel, Blood and Honey 2, Winnie the Pooh. All right, let's moving along here. Moving right along. Our second Florida story of the night comes from AP News and Coach Hot Shorts and tells us about some fun Florida competition. It ain't the Olympics, but a group of Floridians plan to host competitions themed according to the collective antics of the beer-loving, gator-possessing, rap-sheet-heavy, mullet-wearing social media phenomenon known as Florida Man. Organizers of the Florida Man Games describe the competition as the most insane athletic showdown on Earth. The games will poke fun at Florida's reputation for producing strange news stories involving guns, drugs, booze, and reptiles, or some combination of the four. Among the contests planned for next February in St. Augustine, Florida, then plan your trip, Joe, according to organizers, are the evading arrest obstacle course, in which contestants jump over fences and through yards while being chased by real police officers. The Category 5 cash grab, in which participants try to grab as much money in a wind-blowing booth. And the self-explanatory beer belly wrestling. This isn't a competition. It's a one-of-a-kind Floridian spectacular.
Yeah!
Organizers said on the game's website. General admission tickets to the event are going for $45. Two former stars of the 1990s television show American Gladiators have agreed to serve as referees. A St. Augustine resident is behind the games, Pete, owner of the 904 Now, a media outlet covering St. John's County.
Do you think they'll serve nachos?
I don't know. Nachos? Probably. They'll serve all the fair food.
Yay.
No question about it. Sexy time. All right, here we go. Our final and sexy Florida story of the night comes from NBC News and brings us more antic news about our favorite little blue pill. A man was arrested in Orlando, Florida, after walking into a CVS and giving employees a handwritten note indicated that he would shoot someone. And thus he was given all bottles of oxycodone, hydrocodone, Xanax, Adderall, liquid codeine, and Viagra. This is an armed robbery, he wrote to the note in the pharmacy. Please cooperate. I do not want to hurt you. You are not to alarm anyone, or I will shoot the closest person to me. The 23-year-old wow. was apprehended with dozens of bottles of pills and a handwritten wow. note after a short foot pursuit from where the robbery had occurred at a CVS on Curry Ford Road, according to the Orlando Police Department. The man faces several charges of robbery, robbery, that's a Florida crime, robbery.
Robbery!
He faces several robbery, trafficking, and possession charges. Police said the suspect traveled from Jacksonville to Orlando to carry out the theft and confiscate and confess to a similar robbery in Central Florida. And that's it for your crazy news. Back to you, Maddie.
Well, you can thank the database that you're sure tuned into, Shyampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots. And
I'm a lovable idiot.
And Roger too. Why don't you be a part of our unique Q-Studio experience? You can chat during our live broadcasts.
Ooh, visit that tasted like
HIAMPA.org for our latest broadcast schedule. Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname, and chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Well, thank you so much, Betty. Betty.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe. You got it, Anthony.
So, hey, Anthony, last week our show title was Street Sweepers Away, Dr. Love in the Villages.
I know, we have quite the selection this episode. So what are we looking at? What are we thinking
of? I feel like Mrs. Fletcher, and it's awesome. I want to be pursuant to state law. And then this one, this is kind of a reflection of the Honey Bear Poo whateverness.
Okay.
Chocolate Syrup and Wine, Part 2.
What was the first one?
I feel like Mrs. Fletcher, and it's awesome.
Hmm. I don't know. That is kind of a tough one. Because I would really like to use pursuant to state law somewhere in the state title. So, I mean, you could be, I feel like Mrs. Fletcher, pursuant to state law.
Ooh!
There you go. All right, so I guess we got a show title. All right, fantastic.
I feel like Mrs. Fletcher.
Pursuant to state law. There you go.
Wow. And then... Hey ho, it's plethora discussion segment time, Anthony.
It's something. It's definitely something.
And then Anthony says, so Joe, what's new with your butthole?
Oh, so Joe what's says, new with your butthole?
Hey, Anthony, thanks for asking. Oh,
sorry,
boy,
I'm
experiencing...
Sorry, I was enjoying the chocolate bar to my right. It was kind of my thing, so I was really not paying much attention to anything else.
Who writes this shit? I don't know.
Dick White does. That's the problem. Dick White's terrible at this. We keep paying him. I don't know why.
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's interesting. I think... I'm just going back to the AARP thing. They need all the money they can get, and so they figure, you know, 50, you're kind of in that percentile of, you know, how much longer are you going to last? you know, rest his soul, but that famous actor Matthew Perry just recently...
That's true.
Pursuant
to state law, Matthew Perry also had a very tough life. While he was very tough on himself throughout life, how's that? He's very tough on his body.
Yes.
So, you know.
So, but you know, the thing is, they need all the money they can get to advocate for the things that matter the most to their constituents.
This is true.
Which will be me in just a month or so. Yeah, I've got a birthday coming up.
Congratulations. It's... Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, it fall as per usual in Chicago. And, you know, when I talk about the weather, I know I can get a little dramatic.
Yeah.
But I think it's more just an excitement for me, and it's just expressed in a strange way. But I am excited when it gets cold and it gets crisp. You know, it's kind of a neat change. It signifies that it's time to rest or it's time to change and pick things up. So you can go either way on that, I guess.
No, that's a very good point. That's a very good point.
You know, it's also a time of a lot of food, a lot of delicious food.
Oh, the holidays of delicious food.
Right?
Everywhere.
Super delicious.
Super delicious food everywhere.
Yes.
Everywhere.
So what are you doing for the holidays?
I'm not exactly... Well, the husband is flying up for Christmas to see his family. I've shit away all my vacation time going to Chicago in February or in March and in July. Which is fine. Those two trips were very important, and they worked out well, and that's all that matters. So it was worth the sacrifice of vacation time. So I'm gonna just kind of work through the holidays and kind of stay around. I think we'll all be together for Thanksgiving. We may do something for Thanksgiving. I'm not exactly sure. You know, probably do a little something. Maybe I'll throw a ham in the oven or some shit like that. Maybe I'll try cooking some ham in the microwave. The Mike and Ava oven ham.
Ooh. Well, you know, because Christmas falls on a Monday this year.
It does.
And, you know, I don't know where that falls on the rotation or if we're going to be taking a holiday break. But, you know, I'm available that day. I'll just say that much.
Well, I will be out of work.
Oh,
I won't
be
working.
Out.
No, I won't be working, so I'll be available that day as well. So we'll see what happens. I won't be out. I'll be around. I'll be out of the office.
Maybe we can have a mobile studio, whereas in you are cooking, and
okay.
We can just do a cooking show.
Maybe. We'll see.
We'll have to think about it.
What would I be cooking?
Well, you know, if you have an idea, folks, that you're listening, give us a call at 813-327-8566.
There we go.
And let us know what you'd like to see Anthony cook on the holidays.
I don't know what Anthony's going to cook on the holidays either. Anthony will figure something out to cook. No turkey. I don't like cooking turkey. I'm not a turkey fan. No. Turkey always tastes gamey to me. Always has like a very gamey taste to
you
it.
You know, there's nothing wrong with doing like a lasagna or doing a lamb or doing a ham.
A ham was a thought, but the lamb is not a bad idea either. Lasagna is a possibility, but I do have a glutenless free party, so there are gluten free lasagna noodles. Are fairly reasonable.
There is that capability, so that's
there's an option. So yeah.
Ooh, and you know, I just thought like a you know instead of a turkey, you could do like a chicken lasagna.
I'd rather just do a pork and beef lasagna.
But, you know, at the end of the day, there's still something to be said about having at least a stuffing, at least a gravy, so you can pour that gravy all over the stuffing. I mean, and biscuits. You gotta have biscuits.
Gotta have biscuits. You're all about it. What about garlic bread and lasagna? I mean, we'll just get red sauce.
That,
you can pour the red sauce all over the garlic bread.
This is true, but something like a magnet just drew all of the real turkiness with the mashed potatoes. It just drew it back to me.
It just drew it back to you? Is that how it happened?
You know, speaking of drawing back to something, I rediscovered mint jelly.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, When I was a young person, someone
When you fed were just me, a young lad.
Yes, someone fed me toast.
Toast.
With butter and mint jelly, and it just fired off all of the serotonins and
wow.
happiness neurons and whatever those things are. Yes!
Exactly, right?
And I rediscovered it, and it fired off the same motor neurons and happiness factors.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Well, that's good. It's always beautiful when you have an experience like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
So how's your bounciness over there? You seem like you're in pain.
Not necessarily that. It's just the bounciness has subsided, and... You know, sitting on these balls after a while is kind of sometimes can be a bit of a chore. So that's what happened. But it, you know what it is? It keeps rolling back. So, like, if I'm sitting on it, like, now I'm all the way back here. Somehow it's going
yes.
all the way back here. Yeah. So it's like,
yes.
so I'm kind of on the edge of it. And, like, moving it forward is like a pain. I feel like I'm giving birth now to this damn thing because I can't strap it.
Oh boy, we lost Anthony.
Ah, there we go. All right, we're back in position. Oh, I need a seatbelt on this thing. Hey folks, it looks like the LED lights are coming on and the desk is vibrating now. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in our recast, or just supporting us in your own little special snowflake way.
Anthony, I can feel it all the way over here. Anyway, we're sure glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony Show. Or if not tonight, whenever you have listened to us.
There you go. Thanks for just consuming us. Yeah. You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and then Traffic with Toppers starting at 3:30 Eastern every weekday. And I've been listening to Traffic with Toppers in the afternoon, and I quite enjoy it. It's been great on my way home. Just
right.
Fallen asleep already over there. Also, make sure to catch Headphone Meditations on Saturday nights, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekends, and Hot Dance Mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance.
Anyway, you know!
Yeah, Giggly Joe.
Since you're already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in Cheyenne for radio's Technic Q audio programming with extra added perpetual procedures? How do I do this, you ask? Well, it's easy. Just keep any one of your devices perpetually tuned in to Cheyenne for radio. That's right. Maybe it's your fun and feisty Dilgenic smart speaker with automatic snap. Or maybe it's your titanium-plated Bluetooth-enabled commode with bidet and last podcast recall. Wherever you are, whatever the situation may be, just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. Go there now for a complete listening experience. And if you happen to be at buttpolar.com, you'll visit us. Yay!
Wow. How relieving. Test it out.
Oh, it's buttholers.com.
Buttholers.com. Butthole, butt, buttholers.com.
I wonder how much is a domain worth?
I don't know. It depends who wants it.
Let's see. Free domain value and appraisal tool. Here we go.
But I can tell you this much. If you were able to register it recently, it's probably not worth much. Unless it becomes some kind of a phrase, slang word, or, you know, a company creates itself that has that name.
Less than $100.
You can't sell your butthole for under $100, Joe. Maybe that's what the show title to be. Joe can't sell his butthole for more than $100.
I like the previous butthole verses.
I guess we'll leave it that way. Maybe I'll put that one in the memo somewhere. There we go. Oh, anyway, I think I'm somewhere near the end of this thing, so I got to start talking the closey stuff and do all that fun stuff. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. Check out our blog at Chiampa.org. If you are interested in recasting this show, please contact us at playus@Chiampa.org. Remember, folks, don't fright a bunch of kids while wrestling a gator with your Viagra-induced erection. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with a Z for Zorber.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with a
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.